Lord of faith, the Lord of tomb, sort of lost in space, racing that moon, climbing the walls of a hurricane, still over all, I can't complain. All I wanted was one chance to let freedom ring. Said I had to get a permit, a bunch of tags and everything. Never made it through the red tape. I got this paper hat. I got a job working weekdays. You want fries with that? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in a passing lane. I can't complain. I was talking with my girlfriend. I told her I was stressed. I said, I'm going off the deep end. She said, God, for once, give it a rest. We're all waiting in the dugout, thinking we should pitch. How you gonna throw a shutout if all you do is bitch? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in that passing lane. I can't complain. Now I've got a brand new dance. I need one more shot. Just need one last chance. You know I won't get caught. I'm gonna make my last stand, and this time I can't be bought. Then again, on the other hand, how much have you got? I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruise in a passing lane. I can't complain. A little out of place, a little out of tune, so lost in space, racing that moon, climbing the walls of a hurricane, still over all, I can't complain. Hey, how are you all? I can't complain. There's a Coke machine glowing through a parking lot. Call it a room with a view. This was the best night of pool that I ever shot. I made a lot of money too. Looking for some company in the weekly scene. I seen an ad that just had to be you. I hadn't seen you since New Orleans. I never did figure out where you run off to. I know I look bad the last time you saw me, but lately I've been doing alright. I won a tournament last week in Oklahoma City, hustled half of this town tonight. I got some cocaine if you want some. It's the best that I could find. Peter, we could just sit here and talk all night. If that big old guy out in the car don't mind, like old times, just like the old times, living out our own kind of American dream, like old times. Your goal was always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw a fishing line in that old mainstream. No, I ain't expecting anybody but you. I don't know who this could be at the door. But I'm pretty sure that you've got a clue, and I'll bet you've been to this hotel before. Put the you-know-what in the bathroom, but don't flush down just yet. Put your pager in my suitcase, I'll get the window. You light a cigarette, it'll be like old time. Just like the old times. Living out our own kind of American dream, like old time. Your goal was always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw a fishing line in that old mainstream. No, sir, officer, you don't understand. It's two old friends drinking wine. I'm sure she is, but that's not all she is. She is also an old friend of mine. I got her high school picture right here in my wallet, 1982. No, sir, officer, no offense taken. You have a good night, too. It's a good thing we didn't throw this away. Baby, turn up that radio. I'm pretty sure that cop knew what we were up to. I guess he just decided to let us go. Oh, don't make such a thing about that picture. That was just something I kept. Oh, don't get all sentimental on me now, girl. You haven't even told me what your new name is yet. Old time. Just like the old times, living out our own kind of American dream. Just like old times, your goal was always the same as mine. You didn't want to throw a fishing line in that old mainstream, and you didn't. Thank you all so much for coming out and giving me a chance to sing for you tonight. I don't want to go any further into my portion of the program without telling you that. If you've never seen me play before, my name is Todd Snyder. I've been driving around more than 15 years making this shit up and singing it for anybody that'll listen to it. Some of the songs are kind of sad. Some of them are kind of funny. Some of them are short. Some of them are a little longer than the other ones. Sometimes I'll talk for as many as 18 minutes in between the songs. And lately, my friends have been telling me that some of my newer songs have been getting kind of opinionated. So I wanted to say before I go any further into my show that if I do share some of my opinions with you tonight, I'm not going to share them with you because they're smart. I'm going to share them with you because they rhyme. And I ain't going to tell them to you to change your mind. I do it to ease my own, as God is my witness. This song, this particular song, is inspired by the time that I lived in a town called San Marcos. I didn't get to go to college, but they had a college right there in the town. And I went to a lot of the rugby parties, because anybody that wants to go to a rugby party can go to a rugby party. But me and my brother also tried to go to fraternity parties because more girls were at the fraternity parties, because anybody that wants to go to a fraternity party can't go to a fraternity party. But we would try anyway, and we soon found out that at least in the 80s, that was one of the easiest ways to get beat up in the world. That's true. This guy looked at my brother. made eye contact with my brother forever, and then finally, you know, it was, and then he said, "What are you looking at?" And then you can either say nothing or you. And both answers are wrong, I think. Anyway, I want to send this song out to anybody that's going to have a party after this that all of us can go to if we want to. It's called A Tale of Two Fraternity Brothers. I'll do it in character. You remember that kid we beat up back in college? Me, you, and Thompson out in front of the frat. And that hippie ran home crying to his parents. I can't believe you got us out of that. How sweet was that? God, we were drunk. Drove around all night after with that keg in the trunk. And when the cop pulled us over, you talked us out of that too. You get away with, you've got a way. You get away with the things that you say. I had to quit partying about a year and a half after you did. I don't regret it though, I thought it was pretty fun. Besides, it was the 70s and we were a couple of rich kids, and aside from that one hippie, we never really hurt anyone. Well, there's that other thing that I won't even say. As God is my witness, man, I'm taking that to the grave. 'Cause that was an accident, and you did what you had to do. You got away with it. You got away. You get away with the things that you say. I worry forever, never for you. You'll get away with it. You always do. You never did tell me what happened with you and your brother down there in Florida. I heard they gave you a hell of a time. Everyone around here was afraid that you might lose. I told them not to worry. I knew you'd be fine. You had me out here to Camp David a few times over the years. I think the first time we were just teenagers sneaking beer. Look at you now, you old son of a bitch. You got the run of this place. Unbelievable. You got away with it. You got away. You get away with the things that you say. I worry forever, never for you. You'll get away with it. You always do. You get away with this new thing too. Tension, tension, tension is all that I know. I got tension out in traffic, I got tension in my exercise. Tension and it's everywhere that I go. After the bad guy killed off all the underdeveloped characters, the good guy put a bullet right through his head. And the screenwriter stood up and he told us that all the loose ends had been tied. He said justice is irrelevant. Violent problems need violent solutions, because in America, we like our bad guys dead. Preferably after some kind of kick-ass car chase or something. They roped off all my problems. They pointed their fingers at drug addiction. I think it's because they know if you're the one doing the pointing, nobody's looking at you. But you know that this war on drugs is funded by the Tobacco and Alcohol Commissions. It's not what drugs that you're strung out on they care about so much as whose. People still dig drugs. Shit, I was out in the parking lot. I seen y'all. Tension. Tension. Tension is all that I know. I got tension in my health food. I've got tension in my exercise. Got tension and it's everywhere that I go. When rock and roll first came around, it seemed like preachers all went crazy. Pretty soon, though, that wasn't enough to bring people in the door. So now, they jump on just about any scandal that they can to try and save me, because they know that I don't buy that bullshit about the devil's music anymore. Queer people getting married. That's what scares people that don't have shit all else to be scared of these days. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing gonna be all right. Tension is all that I know. Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail, holding that she not so mad now that she doesn't even pay my bail. If I was her, I'm not so sure I wouldn't keep on moving down the trail. I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. I got a bump on my head and a boot print on my chest from what these guys in here call the Tillamook County lie detector test. Well, I did my best, but as you might have guessed, it is a tough test not to fail. I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. One phone call to Tylenol, four cold gray walls closing nation. If I ever do get out on that highway again, I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. It all started when I had a little trouble with this guy on a highway crew. And that lying son of a gun, he told him I'd done some things that I didn't do. They come a running for me down 101, lights flashing on my tail. I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. One phone call to Tylenol. Four cold gray walls closing in. If I ever do get out on that highway again, I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. Nope. Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. I'm still hoping that she's not so mad now that she doesn't even pay my bail. But coming down on vacation, gonna leave on probation, have to send all my money through the mail. All my money to the Tillamook County jail. Sending all my money to the Tillamook County jail. Sending all night's money to the Tillamook County jail. Sound all right to you so far? Having fun? I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun, and I'm glad to be back in town so soon. I want to try to play everything you want to hear eventually. I got some new shit I want to try on you guys, and I got some stories I might like to try to tell you, and then eventually I'll try to play everything you want to hear it too. And maybe I'll even play some shit I don't know, you know? But let's check this out. This one goes like this. Empty house is hard to bear, lonesome falling everywhere. Without you there's no light coming in. Lucky dog jumped the fence, ain't seen him round here since. I don't guess I ever will again. It didn't bother me any, I was good to that dog. And just like you, I'm going to have to learn to let him go. Oh, leaving me was one thing, Carla. Why'd you have to leave so slow? Slow and shifty backing out, just trying to fill my head with doubt. You nearly had me walking out on you. About the oldest trick to be playing on someone as old as me. That cannot be the best that you could do. It didn't bother me any when he come around. I just wish I hadn't had to be the last guy in town to know. I didn't mind you walking away. What hurt was how you walk so slow. You know you go. Underhanded, grabbing him just as you landed after holding me the whole time you fell. You tell me he'll be good to you. Who wouldn't be? What else is new? Now all that I can do is wish you well. It wouldn't have bothered me any if you'd have left me when you wanted to. But you just had to wait till you had someplace better to go. Leaving me was one thing, Carla. Why'd you have to leave so slow? I didn't mind you walking away. What hurt was how you walked so slow. Song I made up that I hope would inspire people to have sex with each other. Yeah. And or flirt with me a little. It's about a rock and roll band from my hometown of Portland, Oregon. Put out a song in the 60s that was so allegedly sexually suggestive and lewd that the government opened up a file on the song. I want to dedicate this song to that band. They're called the Kingsmen. The Kingsmen came together in a garage. They could hardly even play. But they practiced night and day, and pretty soon they got to where they could really play that song, Louie Louie. So they saved up all the money from their shows, and they went into one of those studios, and they gave their version of that song, Louie Louie, a try. Now listen, I don't know the words to that song, Louie Louie, and I'm pretty sure that the singer for the Kingsmen didn't know them either. If he did know them, he didn't get them right on the record, because on the record they sound completely jumbled in his jaw. He says, me think of me girl, oh so constantly. Ah, me, ah, me, ah, ooh, ah. Well, that last part scared everybody from the PTA to the FBI. You see, the kids have been going kind of crazy lately. It seemed like nobody could figure out why. So they decided to form a coalition and launch an investigation, you know, for the children. They figured they at least had to try to figure out the words to that song, Louie Louie. It's the feel good hit of the city. Manson's real name, it's not Marilyn Manson. He's a skinny public high school kid from Florida. He's not some monster from out of this world. And like a lot of skinny public high school kids, he was sick of getting beaten up by the pulling guard all week, only to go out on the weekend and watch the quarterback get all the girls. So he formed a band, man. And now he gets a lot of chicks. They're weird chicks, but they're chicks. A few years later, a couple of latchkey kids go tragically mad, and everybody's gathered around the television store at the mall trying to figure out what went wrong. And this guy says, you think the life of a kid going to school around here could have gotten so bad? And this other guy said, no, it's probably just the words to one of those goddamn Marilyn Manson songs. You know which one I'm talking about. Feel good. Hit of the city summer. It gets kids out of control. You know, every 10 years or so, our country and some other little country, we start firing all of our newest weapons at each other. For some reason or another, right or wrong, like it or not, it happens, and when it happens, people get shot. And when people get shot, they show that on TV a lot, every night at 6 o'clock. And you don't have to be 18 to see that. You don't even have to be in first grade. First grade, where they teach a kid the pride that they tell him, they say he gonna need to thrive in a world where they say that only the strong will survive. So he's taught the art of more to compare to and to keep score Monday through Friday while he stares at the floor, until Sunday they make the kid go to school once more, only this time they make him wear a suit and a tie and listen to some guy who claims to know where people go when they die tell him that only the meek are gonna inherit the earth. Well, shit. By this time, a kid wouldn't know what anything was worth. Now, brothers and sisters, I am only one guy, and I clearly don't even know the words to that song, Louie Louie. But I can tell you right now, without batting an eye, that the next time some latchkey kid goes wrong, it ain't gonna be because of something that some singer said in his song. And I'm not trying to preach to you either. I'm just trying to sing to you too. String a few words together, hope they rhyme. Work my way over to Lexington. Hey, kids!
Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Let's get it on. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Thanks a lot. I'm gonna try another one of these new ones on you. I'm living in East Nashville now. If you're just in, all right. I know all that shit. let me just. I was wanting to do this one. It's got a lot of words, and I was wanting to see if I could get it right. And I'll do this, and I'll do that. Okay. This is a song from my neighbors in East Nashville. We live on the part of town where we don't necessarily starch all our clothes or use the most clever line we got for a title of the song. We don't necessarily go every time the light turns green either. We got a lot of crime on our side of town, and on three separate occasions, there was helicopters flying low over my house. And you know, if there's a helicopter flying low over your house and that it's a police helicopter, somebody just did something stupid. And it didn't go very well. And now it's turned dramatic. And there's some guy running, scared, armed and desperate, through what could be at any minute my yard. We just turn the alarm on and lock ourselves in when that happens. And on one of the nights that I turned my alarm on and locked myself in, I sat down and I typed all these words down. The end of it's bullshit, but I could not help myself. If you ever come to Nashville, come to the east side of it, 37206. We will steal your hearts and your lawnmower. Helicopter! doctor's over my house again. We got projects 2 or 3 blocks from here. They pull these kids over, driving wild African, and the ones without the warrants always run in fear. I sit here waiting for the coast to clear, wishing once again I had a gun around here. I turn on my news, and what do I hear? There's this kid shot the bank up on Gallatin Road. Ran away from the cops while he's trying to reload. He beat him up to East Lynn Street on feet. Now he's probably reloaded and running down my street. I better turn my alarm on, lock myself in. Helicopter's over my house again sometime. You rise above it. Sometimes you sneak below. Somewhere in between believing in heaven and facing the devil you know. Poor kid probably never had a chance to give a fuck. He wouldn't know good luck from a debutante. Gotta find a way to be Steve McNair, young bucker. He's tough luck looking for a prison to haunt. For getting any kind of job you want, unless you really wanna work in a fast food restaurant. Who wants to do that? You wanna do that? Wouldn't trade that for my crooked hat, or my gang, or my gun, or my waist full of pages. For a job deep frying shit for richer teenagers. That's where it's at, and no one's gonna help. How are you gonna blame a man for helping himself? There's a war going on, the poor can't win. Helicopter's over the house again sometime. Rise away. Shining lights in my bushes, can't see how this kid is gonna get very far. Unless he finds a way to make it back over to Berry Street, and he can't do that unless he steals a car. Where things are that don't seem right, it's always white people talking about hope and light. There ain't no hope in Sam Levy, that's just guns and drugs. We ain't building bridges, we're just training thugs. And I hear this terrifying kick in my back door. It walks this kid, I say, hey, I seen that kid before. I see him all the time at that bar on Woodland Street. Now he's bleeding in my kitchen, tracking blood off his feet. And he's looking at me like I'll either help him or die. Till he sees in my eyes that I'm on his side. I hand him my keys, I say, you better move fast. There's a J in the ashtray and plenty of gas. Throw in a cast, I said, I'll be back for this. I say, yeah, well, don't be surprised if there's a little bit of it missing. His gold teeth glisten with it, a big old grin. He said, we'll talk about that when I see you again. Shook my head, shook his back. Felt like I was about to have a heart attack. Until I finally drove away, I thought, God damn, helicopter's over my house, get some time. Rise away. Sometimes you sneak below, somewhere in between believing in heaven and facing the devil you know. Just the other morning I was hanging around in my house. I had that new book with all those pictures of Madonna naked in it, and I was checking it out. Just then a friend of mine came through the door. Said she'd never pegged me for a scumbag before. said she didn't ever want to see me anymore, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I just want to live until I gotta die. I know I ain't perfect, but God knows I try. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm I know I'm dirty, and I know I smoke a lot of dope sometimes. Ain't like we went on TV and, well, yeah, kind of, well, I guess it is, that's kind of what it is. Oh, I get wild, I know I get drunk. Ain't like I got a bunch of bodies in my trunk. My old man used to call me a no good punk, and I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. Just wanna live until I gotta die. I know I ain't perfect, but God knows I try. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm alright. Other night, you know, these cops pulled me over outside a bar. They turned on their lights. They said, hey kid, we're gonna have to ask you to step out of the car. I was only kidding when I called them a couple of dicks. Still they made me do the stupid human tricks. Now I'm stuck in this jail with a bunch of dumb hicks, and I still don't know why. I think I'm sound great. Think I'm an alright guy. Think I'm alright. Think I'm an alright guy. Think I'm alright. Think I'm alright. Think I'm alright. Think I'm alright. They say 3% of people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use just 3% and the rest goes down the drain. I'll never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think we're 3% 100% of the time. They say 60% of all the world's statistics are made up right there on the spot. 82.4% of people believe them, whether they're even accurate statistics or not. I don't know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt. I'll need another double shot of some 90 proof. I got too much to think about. Too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, those two must think. They say 70% of all that shit you learned in college was bullshit you're not gonna need. 83.4% of everything you got, you bought just to satisfy your greed. Cause you know 90% of this world's population link your possessions to your success. Even though 88% of the wealthiest 1% of this population drinks to an alarming excess. More money, more stress, I guess. Too much to think about. too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, lose too much to think about. Well, all right. Of all statisticians truly hate their fucking job. The average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank that he robs. There's this little bank not so far from here that I've been watching now for a while. Feel like lately all that I can think about is how bad I wanna go out in style. We got too much to think about, all right. Too much to think about, amen. We got too much to think about, hallelujah. Too much to think about, watch it now. Sound pretty good on you. Let's see if anybody remembers it. He tried to look like he had a little bit of money. Grifter with a southern drawl. Well, I could tell right away by the way he was running. That boy was just begging to crawl. At least a junkie knows what he needs. You get a man all strung out on greed, he'll give up everything he's got for just one shot at having it all. He'd taken every last cent of saving on a trip down a local track. He had a tip from a friend, put it all down and went on a horse named Heart Attack. Well, now, he ain't no fool, boy, and he couldn't bet it all. So everything was cool when that horse took a fall. But then he turned around and blew the rest, trying to win it back. He wanted easy money. Sad, but it's true. Everybody wants the most big and possible it. Before the least they can possibly do, they want that easy money. Lonely slayer, oh, scheming they plan, but they can't get their hands on none of that easy money. Well, she'd been watching him from her table, not too soft, but not too tough. She figured by the money he'd been throwing around, he's damn sure good looking enough. So she worked too well, she shot him a wink. He took his last $5, bought her a drink. By the time they hit a motel six, they figured they was in love. This little that he. Possibly get for the least they can possibly do. They want that easy money. Loner slayer, oh, scheming plan, but they can't get their hands on none of that easy money. It's been 2 weeks later. They got a call from one of his business friends. They found a surefire steal, this big investment deal. Dumpling, would you believe this? He gonna let both of us in. So they took all the savings out of the bank. On the way home, they stopped to gas up her tank. She stepped in for some cigs and she never saw the fucker. Everybody wants the most they can possibly get. If you know, say, before the least they can possibly do, they want that easy money. Gonna stay on. Oh, the scheming they plan, but they can't get their hands on none of that easy money. Oh, the scheming they plan, but they can't get their hands on none of that easy money. I said, I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it, like it. You having fun still? Do you mind if I just take a full, like, for just a second, I'm going to take a breath. Can you take a breath with me? Hey, and listen, don't forget, do me a favor. Don't forget to tip your bartender. Look how many of you they're serving back. Look at all of you. And there's about four of them. So don't forget to hook them up on your way out the door. And I'm not getting ready to leave. I'm just saying that. I'm trying. I got this song as while I was playing that last one, I got in my head that I wanted to play this one. And then as soon as I'm done with this one, I'll play all that other shit. This one's one that I like a lot. I was telling you earlier that I come from Portland, Oregon is where I come from. And I go there on tour one time a year, and I always have a tour manager with me. And about, this will take just a second, you know, and you don't have to listen if you don't want to, but I just want to get this off my chest. I was coming into Portland about 5 years ago with this tour manager of mine named Spike, and I thought that Spike was a guy, but Spike turned out to be a chick at the end of it, which is a different story than I was going to tell. We come into, and this will take a second, but just let me say, because it makes this song make sense. I was driving, there's this tunnel that goes into downtown Portland, Oregon. It's called the Multnomah County Tunnel. And if you're a burnout from my high school, the year that you graduate, one of the things you're supposed to do among many is go down into this Multnomah County Tunnel and write in the side of the tunnel your name, and then you might add that you rule or that you kick ass or something like that. And you don't have to vandalize or paint your name because it's dirty from the exhaust, so you just take a cloth in there and clean your name into the side of it. But it's still kind of dangerous, right? So my senior year, 1985, we went down and did that. And we wrote our names in the tunnel. And then almost 20 years later, I'm coming back through town in the van with Spike. And we come through the tunnel, and I tell her, I say, hey, man, when we were kids, we'd come in here and we'd write our name, maybe add that we ruled or something like that. And then I didn't think nothing of it, went to the hotel, got ready, did the show. At the show, I met a bunch of people I grew up with. After the show, we started drinking pretty hard. We went to one of them bars where they do that karaoke thing, which I'm 100% certain that depletes the ozone layer, but I was there, and I was going to participate and be part of it with my friend. And so we got up and did Sweet Child O' Mine, and we did a couple of things. And by this time, I hardly remember none of it, right? And now I got Spike, and she's with me, and she's sober, and she's ready to drive, and that's her main gig. So we drive back to the hotel. Everything's fine. I get up the next morning. We're driving down through California. We go through the Multnomah County Tunnel. And as I get closer, I see that on the side of the tunnel it says, Todd Snyder rules. And I turned to her and I said, Spike, you gotta tell me that I didn't do that. And she said, you don't remember doing that? And I said, listen, Spike, this is what I'm asking you to come out here for. You think I give a fuck if I'm in tune? This is what I'm trying to avoid. And listen, as a tour manager, my name shouldn't be up there. But as a fucking friend, rules should not be up there. Then we drove down through California, right? And then that day, I was listening to the radio and I made up all these words on the back of a Wendy's bag. And then I got home from the tour and I had a phone call from a friend of mine from Oregon and she said, I was out of town during your show. How did it go? I said, I think it went okay. She said, it must have gone pretty good because one of your fans went down into the tunnel and wrote Todd Snyder Rule. I didn't say nothing. But here's that song I made up later that day. We wrote our names in the tunnel back when Coos Bay was as far away as we'd ever been. Pine trees climbing up winding hills, fishing boats and paper mills. Multnomah County's where I come from, hometown of Bigfoot and the Burnside Bum. Rain clouds hanging low and gray, God knows I wish it would have rained today. Tonight I've got those old Rose City blues. Tonight I'm driving through some other town, got the radio on, windows down. Old song comes on from a long time ago. How on earth did that DJ know? But tonight I've got those old Rose City blues. Tunnel back then last night we went down and did it again. One sip too many from that old loving cup. Rose City people never to grow up. Tonight I've got those old Rose City blues. Tonight I've got those old Rose City. Hey, thanks for letting me do that.
Smoking long black Cadillac, engine winding now. Park it up on sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. I hear him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through thicker haze of southern comfort and cold. Say, girl, you're hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, baby, if he don't treat you well. And by he, He met me, so I laughed and I shook his head. He laughed a little bit louder as he the yellow bat began to play a train song. Pour me one more round, make him leave my boots on the day to lay me down. Lay me wrong way, blow more than any kind of trouble that I can find. Got this old black leather jacket, got this pack of Marlboro Reds, got this stash here in my pocket, got these thoughts in my own head. A ride to run until I gotta walk, till I've got a cold. This moment that I'm in right now, nothing else at all. Play a train song. Pour me one more round. Make them leave my boots on the day they lay me down. I am a wrong way locomotive out of my one track mind. Television blizzard lights, we looked around his place, found him cold there on the sofa, a little smile across his face. And though I tried with all of my sadness, somehow I just could not weep. Old man looked to me like he died laughing in his sleep, singing a train. Drinking one last round, made him leave his boots on the day they laid him down. He was a wrong way locomotive, time is one track mind. Hey, train song, hey, train song, hey, train. That was for a buddy of mine that liked train songs in particular. Anybody had anything they wanted to hear in particular? I don't do all that shit. My landlady treats me like I don't pay my rent. Give a car to my mechanic, I ain't seen a sin. My phone is always ringing, I don't want to be it alone. Trying to sell me everything from heaven to Cologne. Everybody's got an offer that I just can't refuse. It's a circus out here, mama. Baby's got some sideshow blues. It's all a big commercial, it's a video of man. It's plot to putting in my attention span. They make up all these issues I never understood. If I thought I could change things, I'd run out to Hollywood. But it's so hard to kick the door down. You ain't wearing no shoes. It's a circus out here, mama. Baby's got them sideshow blues. And them sideshow blues wanna tame a lion. Centering rich kids, they ain't even trying. From college to the big top, take all of the best positions while I'm out in this tent with all y'all freaks and musicians. Out here in this tent with all y'all freaks and musicians, moaning them sideshow blues. My girlfriend, she's the only one that I got. There's a girl I hardly even know that keeps on telling me that she's not. She's got a loaded pistol, she waves it all the time. She says sometimes you gotta kill a boy just to keep his ass in line. At least that's the way she sees it. She says she saw it on the news. It's a circus out here, mama. Baby's got them sideshow blues. Place satanic records, God, you don't know when they'll freak. From a quiet kid into a maniac into a movie of the week. Killing over cocaine, dying over sex. Bowing down and praying, who's ever gonna cut the checks? And then I go to church on Sunday, and brothers and sisters, I cannot help but sleep in the pew. Yeah, circus out here, mama. Baby's got them sideshow. It's a circus out in my mood. Baby's got them sideshow blues. It's a circus out in my mood. Your baby's in that sideshow. Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American man, soul-saving, flag-waving, rush-loving, lamp-paving, regional leaders of sales, shirt-tugging, frat-housing, kick-tapping, back-slapping, hater of hippies like me, tree-hugging, peace-loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pro choice and gay wedding, widespread panic digging hippies like me. Skin color blinded, conspiracy minded, protesters of corporate greed. We who have nothing, and most likely will till we all end up locked up in jail. By conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American male. Diamonds and all, boys and girls, living together in two separate worlds. Following leaders of mountains of shame, looking for someone to blame. I know who I like to be. Conservative Christian, right-wing Republican, straight white American male. soul saving, flag waving, rush loving, land paving, personal friends to the quail. Quite delusionally, worked so hard to keep the free reins of this democracy. From tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, pot smoking, porn watching, lazy ass hippies like me. Tree hugging, peace loving, barefoot and folk singing, lazy ass hippies like me.
Yeah, thanks so much. I had a great time. Croaked out? Are y'all black dog? Is your face dirty from a lack of washing? If try, if so, try new Cinco Sopo suds and say goo like I just did. And you too will soon be singing happy days are here again. Get the drain off without the strain off. Loose smooth. My baby mother been incarcerated. Otherwise she would have been here today too. Justified every word I stated. While it may be complicated, it's true in a way. You see this woman here today. Hardly even know her, okay. Maybe once or twice I might have give her a lift. But she didn't give me any money or honor. Every penny that she gave me, she said was a gift. She said that it was a gift. Said it was a gift. My baby mother been incarcerated. She had some trouble with an interstate cop who said he saw her driving by obliterated and was further frustrated by the way she wouldn't stop. So they called out all the other cops, had a high speed chase. Chased my baby through the side of a tree. This is when I think they might have planted marijuana in her suitcase. Court appointed lawyer told a cop to plea. Told a cop to plea. Cop to plea. My baby mother been incarcerated. I never had a lot of luck with the ladies, Your Honor. I never had a lot of luck with much of anything. My baby mother wanna drive a Mercedes, Your Honor. My baby mother wanna wear a bunch of diamond rings. She know damn well I can't afford damn things. Mother been incarcerated. Lord, I'm kind of glad if I could tell you the truth, but that don't have a whole lot here to do with this matter. You see this woman here today, she just don't have any proof. I don't know whose voice that could be there on a telephone recorder. Maybe brother or some other friend that sent on it too. Same old friend that came and helped before with my signature, because that is not my signature. I'm telling you the truth, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth, my baby mother been incarcerated. I understand about the verdict and everything, Your Honor, you're just doing your job, that's all right with me. Just one more thing before I leave, for my friends and my family, could you tell me when this particular episode is gonna be on TV? I'm gonna be on TV, baby. Nobody suffers like poor people suffer. Nobody suffers like poor people suffer. Nobody suffers like poor people suffer. Nobody suffers like the poor people suffer. Nobody suffers like poor people suffer. Nobody suffers like the poor people suffer. Nobody suffers like the poor people suffer. Nobody suffers like the poor people suffer. Thank you very much. I had a great time.
all of my neighbors are all up in arms about something they saw on TV. Seems some politician got busted for something that won't make no difference to me. I'm sure it's all true, and I'm tired of this too, but I can't pray for some guy to fall. I'll do my job here, whatever I do, I'm just happy to be here at all. Happy to be here to vote now and then on who gets to take the next dive. Eager to see what the downfall will be and all the hilarity on Saturday Night Live. No, mostly it's all of the tears. Hey, that's where the money must fall. I'll do my job here, whatever it pays. I'm just happy to be here at all. Happy to be here. Happy to be. Better be here to see how it goes when everything blows into space. And there's some words that I don't remember much, but then it says something about the human race. Lately I sit here on my front porch watching my dog scratch it. I'll do my job here, whatever it pays. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here at all. T-shirt with a mustard stain, rolling up a hose outside in the rain. He'd been my neighbor since 79. Of course, he is in prison most of that time. Ever since then, he just ain't been right. His old lady works days and they fight most nights. Laid off and blown off, pissed off on booze. Double wide blue, double wide blue. I got the blue, double wide. Metallica song blasting from three trailers down. So it's cut off t-shirt and nunchuck kids coming around. Tonight they'll get drunk and they'll try to get laid. They'll end up in a fight out behind some arcade. You know one of those little shits broke my window last spring. I told his mama, she didn't do anything. She works two jobs, the boy runs loose. Double wide blue, double wide. My buddy Jimmy, now his trailer's cool. He's got him a deck with one of those blue plastic pools. They work in construction, build spec homes. His woman left him though, now he's down there alone. My friend Anita loves him, he don't even know. So busy chasing my neighbor's wife, Flo. Soap opera heaven, without all the clues. Double wide blue, double wide.
blues. W-I-I. While Bill the manager, he keeps to himself. War took his smile like them pills took his health. He's too old to run around with the Klan anymore. They got a U.S. flag hanging up outside his door. I sit here watching all this nothing go on. I don't get out much since the reenactment of the Michael Jackson trial came on. Sometimes it's nice having nothing to lose. Double wide blue. Double wide blue. I got the blue. Double wide. Double wide. Woo-hoo. I got the blue. Double take me home, Elvis. I think I'm drunk. Yep. Y'all been nice to me tonight. God love you. Be nice to each other, all right? I'll see you when I'm in town again. If tomorrow never comes, I won't give a damn. If tomorrow never comes, I will not be afraid to meet my maker just the way that I am. You can't prove anything or one thanks to. If you could steal from me, I could steal from you. I said any kind of heaven, everybody doesn't get in, won't seem like a heaven to me. Yeah, they tell you that the Garden of Eden was perfect, but you couldn't even eat off the apple tree. And for heaven's sake, look out for that snake, lying to your woman constantly. Out of my scratch head, looked up and said, "Love, this just isn't doing it for me. If tomorrow never comes, And the night is all I got. If tomorrow never comes, I don't wanna be afraid to come and meet you just the way that I'm not. I can't do anything I'm dying to. If tomorrow never comes tonight, I'll have to do. I said I don't ever claim to know what's going on around you. I don't even know where I'm from. I know where I'm going when I get to where I'm going, what I'm doing when I get done. Tell me I'm forgiven if I need to be. I say permission ought to come that easily. I'm piling cores up underneath this apple tree. I'm singing, oh Lord, have mercy on me. If tomorrow never comes, now that's all I got. If tomorrow never comes, I don't want to be afraid to come and meet you just the way I'm not. Can't do anything and then you die. Judge the judgmental and what am I? Judge the judgmental and what am I? Judge the judgmental and what am I? Either way, I'm every guy I've ever tried not to be. I want everything as good as it gets. I've learned nothing but that there's another sunrise coming on but one. Other times it sets, and if tomorrow never comes, tomorrow never comes. If tomorrow never comes, tomorrow never come. If we were all good people, we could work in perfect rhythm. If worms had daggers, birds wouldn't fuck with them. Amazing is our sweet the sun that saved a rich like me. Well, I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I was blinded, but now I see. And when we've been near 10,000 years, bright shining is the sun. We have no less days to sing its praise than when we first began. Y'all sing to me for a second. Say amazing grace, how sweet the sound. But now I'm fine. I'll thank you all.